This is a quick update with Sister Space, some of the top headlines. At a joint meeting of the Arab League and the OIC, Muslim leaders from 50 countries around the world have condemned the genocide of the Palestinian people. They also urged a halt of the Israeli oppression and aggression and the protection of the Palestinian and Lebanese people. This meeting occurred after the last meeting, which occurred 1 year ago. Let's see if their hollow words are going to be followed by some practical steps on the ground. A Lebanese Hezbollah spokesperson has confirmed that after 45 days of fighting, Israel has failed to occupy a single Lebanese village. He is also reported as saying that the Hezbollah missile stockpile is not only intact, but increasing. Way to go, Hezbollah. President-elect Donald Trump has said that he's going to appoint Marco Rubio as the Secretary of State. This is especially alarming since Marco Rubio is known for his anti-Iran and pro-Israel position, as well as his close relation with the MKO terror organization. No more surprises there. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has said in a recent speech that in the present day, the Palestinian resistance has prevailed over the Zionist regime. No surprises there. And this is because the Zionist regime's goal was to uproot Hamas, and it hasn't been able to do that. This was a quick update with Sister Spade, wherever you are.